Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we dissect English language usage to help you polish your communication. Today, we are going to crack open the curiosity cabinet and explore the delicacies of punctuation, specifically how to punctuate parenthetical elements correctly. Keep listening to unleash the secrets of seasoned scribes. Parenthetical elements are like those little whispers in a conversation, offering additional information without taking over the main topic. They're the side notes, the asides, that can be removed without altering the fundamental meaning of the sentence.
That's right, Abby. And these amigos of our sentences come in various forms, words, phrases, or even whole sentences that can be tucked neatly into the folds of another sentence.
To master parenthetical punctuation, you first need to recognize that there are three main tools at our disposal: commas, dashes, and parentheses.
Commas are like a quiet hand raise, signaling a polite interjection. They're used for non-essential elements, which, if removed, leave a completely functional sentence.
Yes, for example, the Grammar Lab podcast, which you are currently listening to, is enlightening and fun. The phrase, which you are currently listening to, is our parenthetical guest, and it's neatly wrapped in commas.
Did you know that back in the 16th century, commas were used more like parentheses are today? And it wasn't until printers started standardizing usage that parentheses found their own distinctive role.
And what a role they have. Parentheses are the whispered side comments, sometimes even holding personal or confidential information.
Imagine I said, the royal wedding guest list, which I can't disclose completely, includes some unexpected names. See what I did there? The whisper got its own private room.
Then there are dashes, the dramatic ones of the punctuation world. They're not whispering. They're taking you aside for a moment of emphasis, like what I'm doing now.
The dash really became popular in the 18th century as a way to add a dramatic pause and has been grabbing the spotlight ever since.
Let's try a little quiz to help our listeners understand better. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you'll fill in the blank with the correct punctuation. Ready?
Born ready.
The new theory on language evolution, blank. Some key findings were just published, blank lacks empirical evidence.
Got it. The new theory on language evolution, some key findings were just published, lacks empirical evidence. The dashes emphasize the interruption.
Perfect. Let's give our listeners another one. The manuscript blank, if I may say so without bragging, blank is nearly complete.
That's calling for a more hush-hush approach. The manuscript, if I may say so without bragging, is nearly complete.
Nailed it. It's so important to get that tone right because each punctuation mark sets the stage for the parenthetical's delivery, be it a whisper, a dramatic pause, or a polite hand raise. Well, folks, we've reached the end of another Grammar Lab experiment. Remember, whether you're whispering with parentheses, hand-raising with commas, or pausing dramatically with dashes, punctuation is the key that unlocks the meaning of your parenthetical elements.
And as always, if you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Speaker One, and thank you for tuning in to Grammar Lab. Until next time, keep your punctuation on point and your parentheticals properly placed.